This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed means you can jump in on what you've missed anytime you like. But with September value across the Mazda range, the time to jump into the Mazda BT50 4x4 XT is right now. With 3 years, 45,000 kilometre free scheduled servicing. Conditions apply.
Hello, podcast.
Hey, dudes. We had a great show. We had Husey on.
Yep.
That was a schmozzle, but fun.
Yeah, he derailed it. Harold Scrooby, who is the pedestrian.
Oh my God. Scrooby. Like, you couldn't have. He's from the mockumentary.
He's so wonderful, Scrooby. He's the pedestrian council chairman, and he was told. Wait till you hear the chat.
Of 20 years.
I loved it when he referred to the Roman Empire.
That was a highlight.
Good throwback.
And you'll hear who his nemesis is. He hates one particular government body. It's like he was running. Do you know what I mean? It was like he was campaigning.
He was running. He had a platform.
Love Scrooby.
I'm very pro Scrooby.
Yeah, totally.
Scooby?
Scrooby.
Scrooby. Thank you very much.
Scrupulous. Scrupulous.
Damn it.
SPQR. Survived another Mad Monday.
SPQR?
SPQR was the
acronym?
Latin. So it was the Roman. It was the Roman Senate. So
that he was referring to.
Yeah, that was. That's what I was trying, because he was using acronyms at me, and I wanted to SPQR him back, but I'd forgotten the last part of the Latin, so I didn't want to stuff it up because Scrooby will have pulled me up.
Also, I definitely would have. Yeah. That tone. He almost sounded a bit Christopher Pan, didn't he?
Oh, he had a touch of the Pines. Hey, also, if you're in and around the parks, watch out. There's parrots everywhere.
Amazing.
Dead set parrots everywhere.
I'm trying to attract parrots to my back porch.
Well, if you're in Queen's Park, where I lost many a soccer game as a youth, then I could have done with a few flocks of parrots.
What for? What are they wanting?
Oh, it's actually sad. It's drought related. There's not enough food, so they're coming into ARNO.
Oh, that's really sad. Anyways, okay.
Just see a parrot. You know,
go see a parrot, guys.
Don't touch it.
Hug.
Don't hug a parrot.
Don't hug a parrot. It's got nothing to do with the show, but go see a parrot and don't hug it. Don't hug a parrot. All right. Bye, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
5:58. Guys, we're early.
Wow.
They're trying to milk you for all your worth. They're trying to milk every last minute out of you.
There's nothing left.
Yes. On a jet plane. Oh, we can only hear Ed. Oh, that's good. Listen, that's the way I've designed it. And
she's already gone.
People have been playing with my buttons.
Okay.
Oh, is he back?
Good now.
Hello.
Good morning, Sydney.
Hi, everybody.
I could have said so many swear words then. Our mics weren't working except Ed's. Damn it.
You can still do it. But
yeah, I'm up for it.
Don't
I haven't train. Broken a code yet since I've started. Well, not that I know of. Maybe I have.
Do you even know the codes? Did you turn up to training?
No.
Sorry?
Let's take that back. Let's do that again.
Do I know the codes? Yes, I do. Intimately and every paragraph and dot point.
Correct. Good boy.
Love them.
Like a glove.
Oh, my God.
I did the training.
Oh, you did the training.
Formalised.
Okay, good. I had flashbacks of my time with Akmal Saleh there. Who's a man who doesn't care for the codes? So today, the big
brunch
thank you.
Has become a farewell brunch.
Thank you.
So it's now opened to, we've got so many spots left. It's a farewell brunch. So you don't have to be pregnant. If you're free Friday and want to come hang out and have donuts with me, and all you can eat buffet, and you can get to World Square. We'd love to have you. Go to todayfm.com.au to register.
Massive. And the secret sound clue, we're going to hear that again as delivered by Kimmy. It's $81,000 today.
It's a big clue. You know why? Because it just narrowed it down to one category.
It did.
I thought it was very generous.
Yeah, I wasn't happy with it. I thought it was too generous because I wanted to start knocking. Okay, I don't know the answer, but I still wanted to knock out categories, not hand over the category.
Well, handed over the category, guys.
You wanted to reverse engineer it and kind of strip bits away bit by bit rather than just point a giant arrow at the direction.
Yeah, exactly. I want this thing to get to like $1.6 million.
You'll be here for 20 years.
That's a bit of fun.
Okay.
Sydney, start your engines.
Start your engines, brothers.
Speaking of weather, before you get to the best news story of the day, I was just cooking and watching the news in the background and on the ABC, and the weather came on. And the weatherman had a crack at sources unknown. He got very sassy. Now, he was pointing out somewhere on the map, and he said, look, I don't have the temperatures for that place because the Bureau haven't provided them for me.
So the Bureau's got one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Go.
Unfortunately, the Weather Bureau is not providing temperatures from there at the moment, and unlike some places, we don't make them up.
Zing! And I looked up, I flipped my head up, and I was like, whoa, that is some shade.
Who's he,
who?
Grant, as a former weather person,
who's he cracking at?
Who would he be accusing of making up weather?
That's very, I think there's some, a lot of the people who are meteorologists and do that role obviously throw shade at the guys who are doing it on breakfast television because we're not meteorologists.
Right. Yeah, but you could turn back to them and say,
like, someone provides the figures for us. Often our interpretation of the weather patterns sometimes can be a little bit, crappy.
Can I just hear that sass again? I need to hear that again.
Unfortunately, the Weather Bureau is not providing temperatures from there at the moment. And unlike some places, we don't make them up.
Yeah, man. Zing.
Yeah, it's still better than standing in front of a green screen. What a snore. Get out and see the country, mate. It's a beautiful place.
Oh, okay.
I'll do it from the back of Burke.
I saw this guy's eyes when he said that. Good luck.
I'm on the TV.
Do you think, Grant, it's all fine to be able to understand what a hectopascal is.
Yeah. Hectopascal's a bloke, isn't it?
Well, actually, no, you're right. Wasn't it one of Steve Izard's offensive characters in the 80s?
I think it was.
They weren't offensive then, but they'd be offensive now. Yeah.
Tell me.
No. He may know what a hectopascal is, but can he ride a goat? That's my question.
Yeah,
because
that is
the real job of weather person. I'm on this goat.
Yeah, that's right. Has he pregnancy tested a horse on national television at 7 a.m.? Now that's when you know you've made it.
That's got a lot to do with weather. You're right. I want to check if the sun's coming out, I go and...
I got a phone call. I was like shoulder deep in a horse. And I got a phone call from the CEO about an hour after.
Speaking of shoulder deep in a horse,
yeah.
Vanilla Sharks.
I'm going to save this now. We'll do this later on.
Oh, no. I've been seeing pictures of penises on the news.
Now we'll talk about the Sharks Mad Monday later on. Have they managed to beat Todd Carney's infamous Northies bubbling in 2014.
Put it in the 620.
Oh, Bulldogs. You're right. Sorry, Bulldogs. It's the Bulldogs. I take that back.
Oh.
It was the Sharks when Todd did it in 2014, amazing. But you're right. But it was the Mitchell Pearce, the best video of all time on Australia's Day with the puppy dog. And now the Bulldogs have had a go.
That's next.
We'll talk about that a little bit later. On 131060, the question is, do you have do you know someone with an accidentally offensive name?
Natalie Wiener says she's been blocked.
Poor Natalie.
Wiener blocked.
For creating online accounts because of her offensive name, she screenshotted this to Twitter and it got over 21,000 likes and then people started responding, people like Nazi Barnes.
How does Nazi spell their first name?
N-A-Z-I.
You're not allowed to do that. Where is that person from?
Don't know. They're verified though.
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Steve, this can't be real. Succonck. That can't be right. Is that a real name?
Yeah.
Suck on cock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Suck on cock.
He has a...
What's his first name?
Steve.
No, Steve-o.
Steve, he has a lot of trouble with his hot mum. Katie Hooker says me too.
Hooker.
Philip Spawn.
Oh, come
Spawny.
On.
Spawny. Spawny.
Philip S. Porn, though.
Oh, Philip. Oh.
Yeah. Mike Dickman, me too. Matt Cummings, tell me about it.
Mike Dickman.
Ben Schmuck. Schmuck.
Ben Schmuck's done nothing wrong.
So we want to know on 131060. God, I could go a day with these. I'm not even joking.
So Stephen from Penrith.
Kylie, me, Dick. Oh, God, what am I going to do? Brian Wankham. Oh, my God.
How's Brian spelling Wankham?
W-A-N-K-U-M.
Mm. My old man's mechanic's name is Richard Head. So he is a flat out.
I don't believe you.
No, seriously. It's got even like above his workshop, it's got Richard Head, which of course is.
What happens to parents?
Dickhead.
Thank you for explaining.
Sorry. Just in case people didn't understand.
What was it? What does it mean?
I don't know if I can say that.
What does it mean?
D-I-C-K Head?
Oh, that's much better than saying it.
Once you've already said it, there's no point spelling it, is there?
Is that okay? Are we swearing
swear
words?
Well, you frightened me with the mention of codes this morning. Now I've got to, like, all sensitive.
Come on, I want to eat my breakfast wrap.
Stephen is from Penrith. A mate at school?
Yes, good morning, guys. How you going?
Good, mate. Who, a mate at school?
I had a mate at school. His name was Wayne. Last name Carr.
Yeah, Wayne Carr. Yeah,
Wayne Carr. If you're birthing a child and your last name's Carr and you're looking at that tiny thing thinking, oh, you need to be Wayne.
No, it's not on.
What happened?
Thank you, Stephen. Off to the GWS Giants versus the Swans.
Not enough babies called Wayne nowadays.
Not enough babies. Hey, Pablos.
Yep.
From Earlwood.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, good, mate. And is this you? Talk us through it.
Yeah, so my name's Pablos Philly Poo. And my wife's name is Rachel Brown. So when we get married, she wanted to keep her last name and my name. So it would have been Brown Poo.
Brown Poo.
Brown Philip Poo.
I love Brown Poo. That's great.
Oh, we love you. That I love is that. Great. Really good. Go see the Giants versus the Swans. This is SCG. I went to school with a guy called Nicholas Gaylard. And
Gaylord.
The principal one day accidentally called him Nicholas Gaylord.
Amazing.
On
what
stage
a Gaylord.
at assembly. You know what he ended up doing with his life?
Brilliant. Drag queen?
No, he joined the armed forces.
Oh.
And I thought, General Gaylord.
I know a few General Gaylords. Fun fact.
Yeah.
Set my lounge room on fire to recreating the film clip to that song.
Whoa.
Yeah, we had a green.
You wanted live flames inside?
Yeah, I set them because Dad kept a sauce bottle of gasoline and I put on some sticks and I recreated Like a Player on the green carpet when that's the end of my story.
Shag pile's gone.
That's the end of my story.
I can't remember that film clip.
Yeah, well, she's in the church and the cross is burning. I recreated a burning cross out of sticks and gasoline.
Wow.
I don't know if they'll welcome you up there anymore after that.
Not unlike what some of the Bulldogs played. Another Mad Monday. This is the telly today. Another Mad Monday disaster for the NRL with Bulldogs players caught stripping off. Yeah. Mad Monday antics have hit a new low. Now, that's already...
Oh, low?
No.
They meant high.
That's already
debatable. They've written the wrong word.
Yeah, that's already debatable because...
They hit a new high.
The Bulldogs players caught stripping naked and grabbing each other's genitals.
Great.
Oh, good work.
That's fantastic.
While they danced on tables at the Harbourview Hotel in the Rocks.
Fantastic. Oh,
who hasn't tickled someone's undercarriage while they're dancing naked on top of a table at a venue?
It's Mad Monday. Hashtag on brand.
Well,
you know, like if you had an article there going, oh, they're well behaved and they went to smoke cigars at the back of a whiskey club, I'm like, that's disappointing.
Boys, you haven't tried.
What else happened?
Because Monday, look, there's two key elements to Mad Monday. Mm. One, it has to be on Monday.
Yeah.
And two, it has to be mad.
Exactly. Mm. It's in the title, guys. It's in the title.
So Bulldogs second rower, Adam Elliott, dropped
Adam
his
do?
Pants
oh, good.
And every other stitch of clothing on the balcony during the raucous party.
Oh, balcony. So it's look,
fantastic.
At least everyone could enjoy his
Putting
fine
on
work.
Show.
To roars of laughter from teammates, and this is a bit of like, and officials. So are there Mad Monday officials like ticking off a list?
Just keeping an eye on things.
Keeping an eye on things.
Yeah.
One member of the party even reached out and grabbed Elliot's private parts as he danced to Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline.
Oh, great song. Worthy of a naked strip.
Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
That's not the same.
Grab my agates.
I was imagining like Cisco or Genuine, but not Neil.
Hold on, Ed.
Do you want to take your clothes off to this?
No, both hands.
There we go. How's that feel, Grant?
Oh my
God. Good.
I'm going to swing it.
Underneath. Yay. Hang on to him.
Oh, my God. They should run out to
swing you around
this.
The room.
Woo. Oh, I want this to be their new anthem. I want this to be the Bulldogs team song. That's amazing. What else?
The NRL for years has been trying to ditch its reputation for misbehavior. Has it?
What?
Since when? They've been trying very hard.
Since the scandals, including...
Oh, tell me, where's the...
Todd Carney's infamous bubbler photographs.
I gotta say, when I'm in a park and I'm having a jog and I see a bubbler over there, it's ruined for me forever. I can't go and have a drink, even if I'm really dehydrated.
It's first thing I tell my kids. Don't ever drink out of the bubblers, you know, people do to those.
So did that. That took place in Cronulla, I believe, because I think he was with the Sharks at that point. That was in 2014. Great. And then, of course, the Mitchell Pearce classic. Australia Day, picking up the dog, away you go.
Yeah. He didn't.
No, he didn't. He just simulated. It was a simulation.
No one got hurt.
No one got
or
hurt.
Or pregnant.
or pregnant, and
and if we can say that at the end of a Mad Monday, having a
business. Not bad.
Sorry.
Anything else?
Yeah, Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs players and officials began arriving at the pub around 1 p.m. yesterday. Before long, players and team officials could be seen downing shots.
Great.
Chugging beers.
Great.
Very responsible.
I mean, this is going to end well.
And gambling on the pokies.
Oh, Jesus.
Play fights spilled out onto the ground.
Yeah, good work.
With Brett Morris screaming, KOB, a commonly used acronym for knockout boys. What I like is that the journalist has to go and do research on that. Yeah. So whoever got assigned, you know, you're there at the Telegraph. What are you doing? Political turmoil. What are you doing? Bullying the Liberal Party. What are you doing? I've got the Bulldogs and Monday.
Who's this guy?
I might wear the hazmat suit.
Who's the guy asleep on the sign?
I don't know who that young man is, but he's having a nap on a sign.
Look,
very comfortable.
You know, I don't... Young halfback Lincoln Lewis was being
Lincoln
helped
Lewis?
Into...
No, Lachlan Lewis.
Oh, Lachlan.
That's the home
Isn't Lincoln Lewis a home and away
yeah,
actor?
He's a home and away actor.
But didn't his father play rugby?
Yes, Wally.
Thank you.
Wally is one of the great players
of all time.
He's being helped into an Uber by two other members of the party.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
This is my favourite bit.
That poor Uber.
The official celebration was held inside a roped off section, because the rope's going to stop him.
Oh, definitely.
Of the pub. But shouting, chanting and swearing could clearly be seen and heard in public areas as the partying dragged on for hours.
Well, the rope didn't stop the sound from travelling out to the general public areas?
I can't believe that. Montoya was the young man asleep on the...
He's had a long season.
He's been nice.
Has he got a packet of chips there under his feet?
Yeah,
he's trying.
Good idea, mate.
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of M, Grant and Ed. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
We do have the secret sound. It is 81. $1,000. This is the secret sound. All the incorrect guesses todayfm.com.au, but Kimmy is the executive producer of this show. She's also someone who has guessed the secret sound and maybe the only person in Sydney so far that knows the answer that's guessed, and also revealed a clue yesterday. Now, I don't think that the clue got the kind of attention it deserved.
Yeah, there was no fanfare.
So, if you missed the clue yesterday, hold on to your hats because it's about to come at you in a moment.
It's the biggest news in radio since the invention of FM.
Our producer Kim knows it. Like, it's ruined her life.
One woman, one clue for you to win the secret sound.
And you ran! You ran to Jace's office! I screamed.
How does one person get so interesting that they've got a clue for you to win the secret sound?
Okay, wrap it up.
No, I will not get on with it. I'm dragging it out. And now it's time, time for Kimmy's secret sound clue. Take it away, Kimmy.
It's stationary related.
Please, can we stop down on that injury? Give you. Oh my God, was there any sound effects left? That was magnificent. That's, and even you were laughing at yourself at one point.
Yeah, my friend Mike and I had a lovely time building that.
Mike, what's the only one, Ed? All of
I did
them.
Say that. I said, Mike, give me anything. Empty the sack, buddy.
Give me everything. Okay, give us a clue.
It's stationary related.
Stationary related.
Yep.
In that, just narrowed down to that one character. Can I ask a question about the clue?
Nope.
Oh, no.
No clue.
Can you get it at Officeworks?
No. Go to the next thing.
Can you get it at Officeworks?
Get us out of here.
It's stationary related.
So that's a yes.
Get us out of here.
KKK.
Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet Kids.
At 7 minutes past seven, $10,000 up for grabs. It's only for the kids though, Grant Denyer.
We got 11-year-old Aaliyah on the phone this morning from Brighton Sands. How are you doing this morning, Aaliyah?
I'm good.
Cool. Ready for cash.
All right.
Okay, 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter E today. So E for eagle. For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, just say pass and then we'll move on to the next one. You must take the first answer. Can't use the same answer twice and the adjudicator's word is final. Aaliyah, your letter is E. Best of luck. Here we go. Name a girl's name.
Eliza.
An Australian animal.
Eagle.
Something round.
Pass.
A number.
Eight.
Something you eat for breakfast.
Eggs.
Something you send a letter in.
Envelope.
A time of year you receive chocolate.
Easter.
A boy's name.
Elijah.
A language.
English.
Yep, she got English in.
English sound like it got in.
Yeah.
$700.
I've got eight.
Yeah. Oh, you got eight.
I got eight.
Well, the judge said seven.
Eagle is an Australian animal.
Wedge-tailed
eagle.
It is.
$800.
Yay. And that's she got amazing. English in at the end. You can flash at me all you want, $700, but we're giving her $800 because it's my last week and I don't care.
$800. Aaliyah, congratulations. Yeah,
good job. Thank you.
So the question is, do pushing the traffic light buttons, the pedestrian ones, do anything?
Well, do you mean just once even? But is that in contention?
It is.
No.
So what's the button for then?
How does it know I want to cross?
These are all great questions.
I fly kick the button.
Oh, you don't use your hands?
Straight up fly kick.
I'm an elbow man.
I'm not using my hands. It's disgusting.
Well, but that's because of people like you that use your foot. That's why it's disgusting.
Do you that when the other people are watching? Because I'll kick it if there's no one around. But if there's other people around, I want to see them do
this. I want people to see my form. I might do a roundhouse one day if I'm feeling really frisky.
So I've challenged someone once where I have a theory, I don't think they work. And I watch someone walk up to them and they press them and I'll lean in and go, you know they don't work. And then they will look me stone cold in the eye and then continue to push right in front of me anyway.
Without blinking, I like that.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Well, I'm got an expert on for us. The pedestrian council chairman, Harold Scrooby, joins us on the line. Good morning, Harold.
Good morning. How are we?
Well, we're okay. Now, the question is as follows.
Scroobs.
Does pushing the little button when you're trying to cross the road do anything?
Well, certainly not in the CBD during business hours.
What, Harold? Hush your mouth, sir. Are you serious?
Listen, I told a certain premier about this 5 years ago and his jaw dropped too. But what it tells us is that the power of the RMS is so great. Yep. You see, the RMS is full of engineers who wake up every morning and say, more cars, faster.
Yeah, just tell us what RMS stands for.
What's the RMS,
so that people know.
Roads and Maritime, inverted commas, so-called services.
Yes. Yeah, come on, Scrooby.
Sassy Scrooby, I like.
So you're saying that the RMS is so addicted to cars moving in a certain way that they're hurting pedestrians, they're disadvantaging pedestrians.
I don't think they know what a pedestrian is in there. Let me explain. 6% of the road users in the CBD are motor vehicles.
Yep.
Yes.
And 92% are pedestrians. And the 6% control the traffic lights for the 92% because that is controlled by what we call piezo strips, which are under the bitumen.
Yes.
And every time a car goes across it, it takes a little signal and it works out how to make the traffic flow, being motor vehicular traffic flow, work well. And pedestrians be damned.
Okay.
I love how passionate you are about all pedestrians everywhere. I mean, I didn't even know I was being represented by you, but I'm so happy, Harold.
Well, you are, and you're much safer for it.
Oh, Harold.
So how long have these buttons not worked for?
Yeah, when did that start?
When you were in nappies. Now, the SCAT system, which controls this, is an ancient system from Rome, and it has been around since way before you three were born.
Wow.
And no matter what you say to the RMS, they're starting to see that we do exist. But let me explain how we could make the city so much better.
Please do.
One, we could have scramble crossings at every intersection like they do in Europe and in LA.
So you can cross diagonally.
Diagonally. So why you don't have to wait twice and you don't have to risk your life being on the road twice as long.
Good one. Yep.
Good. Love a scramble
crossing.
There's
one. Yep, thank you.
Good.
Number two, we could have what we call countdown timers on the wait phase. Two good things there.
Oh, on the wait phase, not just on the walk phase, because it's on Elizabeth Street, isn't it, Mr. Scrooby, that they have the countdown on the, you better get across this now because the cars are coming for you.
That took us 5 years to get them to even try.
I was doing that the other day. I was trying to cross the other day across Elizabeth Street, and I looked at that, and it was 5 or 8 seconds left, and I went, nah, and I stayed where I was.
Oh,
so it's very helpful.
Right.
It's very helpful.
Harold, may I ask how long you've been Grand Wizard of Pedestrians?
Well, 23 years we've been incorporated.
We are
the walking class. We're the walking class, and we're here to help.
Yeah. Now,
I love you, Harold
Scrooby.
That's great. We need you for Prime Minister. Amazing. You're so passionate.
Harold Scrooby.
Oh, don't give me that job. It's only last 6 months.
There you go, Scrooby. That's Harold Scrooby, pedestrian council chairman with the bombshell.
If he's not a weekly guest when I'm gone, I'll be very sad.
From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday to Thursday, and from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Fridays, in the CBD, the buttons that you're pushing do nothing.
Pre-programmed.
Since 1994.
So, since when I was born, yes.
So everyone go out and bore to tears the people standing next to you at the lights as they go to push it, take off their Dr. Dre beats from their ear and go, you know you're doing nothing.
Wouldn't do that, mate. Scrooby told us. My bum, my bum, my little baby bum, and farewell. Yes.
Nicely.
My baby bump brunch has become my farewell party. And we've decided to open it up to the G Pub. You don't just have to be pregnant to come anymore, because a lot of people are like, hey, we'd like to come and say goodbye to you. And I'm like, okay, Grant, you can come. So, 13:10:60, are you free Friday and want to come along to the Big Bump Brunch? Free food, all you can eat, you get a bib, you get to hang out with a bunch of pregos, you get to see all of us. 13:10:60, if you're free this Friday to come into a World Square.
So, what we thought we'd do is, your youngest child is how old?
She's nearly 12.
Okay. And so now you're about to have a baby, and it's been at least, well, 13, 12 years since you've had a newborn.
Yes.
And things change a lot. You know, there's always a new book coming out saying that there's a new way that you need to bring your child up. So it's the latest is so hard.
So we've got a little quiz for you, a baby quiz. Now, it's not just stuff that Grant and I have picked up from the top of our, you know, the our top of our heads. This is.
I mean, and that would be a bottomless pit of knowledge.
It would be.
These are facts and figures.
Okay.
Are brought to you by the current recommendations of the Raising Children Network, which uses up-to-date, evidence-based, scientifically validated information about raising children.
Okay.
Emma Orosiano, question one. Grant, Daniel, take it away. Question one.
Okay. What is the earliest recommended age you can give your baby honey?
That's a great question.
Oh, come on.
I didn't know.
What is it? You know what I used to do when I was babysitting, in my early babysitting days? I used to dip the dummies in honey to keep the dummy in the baby's
mouth. How old was the baby?
Probably about 3 months.
Okay.
Well, let's give the bump on, because the current guidelines from these people is 12 months. Mm. And it's 2 years if it's that fake honey they've been selling in supermarkets.
Okay,
so... 1 in 10, question two. 1 in 10 babies cry a lot. What is considered a lot?
Good question.
How many hours?
5 hours.
Ooh,
up L. Actually, you know what? Half point, because it's more than 3 hours a day.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
That's a lot of crying.
That's a lot of crying.
Mum would be very. I would be very upset.
Yeah.
I would be pissed. The baby. I would be very upset.
So would I. That's
right. What about traveling with your child?
Yeah.
According to the law, a child must be in a rear-facing child seat until what age?
12 months.
Ba-bow.
Oh shit!
It is six months.
Oh, I'm being extra safe, guys. Sorry, I didn't know.
Well,
I wasn't doing that.
Probably a good thing.
But just, and it's also based on size.
And
so,
weight. Yeah.
And weight. So Grant still travels in weight.
Grant's in the beast.
I'm a big boy now.
Sure are.
So I've failed every single question.
Oh, no. Well, a lot of half points. But let's go to the last one. It's question 7.
Okay.
This is a 100-point question, so you'll be right. What is the average weight of a newborn in kilograms? What is the...
4 kilograms.
Oh, I'm going to give you that.
What was it? 3.5.
Oh, I'm going to give you double points. Get 3.4.
Ah, my newborns are close to 5 kilos.
Oh.
Predicted birth weight of this son, 11 pounds, guys.
Whoa.
So look forward to that.
Whoa.
I mean, talk about weeing your pants when you sneeze. I'm going to be weeing my pants every time I speak or blink or breathe. Just push.
Wow.
I'm going to have to get a Ziploc, I think.
Get a Ziploc.
I'm going to have to do a Ziploc on this baby.
And now, the Big Bump Brunch is thanks to our friends at Dairy Farmers Classic for donating our favourite flavoured milk to satisfy our sweet cravings.
Oh, my God. Is there going to be chocolate milk?
There is going to be all flavours of the rainbow. So, todayfm.com.au, there's still a couple of spots left for the Big Bump / farewell brunch.
And you don't have to be pregnant to come. We've just had full border calls in, so we're going to get away those tickets, and it's going to be a big goodbye party.
But you can, if you want to get pregnant between now and then, you can.
We aren't discouraging you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grant will help.
Okay.
Yep.
Got stuff to do but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Swish, swish, fish. Celebrity entertainment.
Oh, Angela Bishop, Channel 10's entertainment doyen joins us for
our... It's our last one, Ange. I know, Em. I'm really disappointed.
It's all right. We still talk. Still my buddy.
But I'm very happy for you. I love that you're going to be all loved up and mummed up. And well, I just think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm going to be writing a book and doing a stage show. But don't tell my husband. Don't tell my husband. I'm just going to spend time with my family. He's like, you're just going to be home. Yeah, just going to be home now, mate. That's all I'm doing.
Just home.
Yes, cooking. Yes. What you got for us?
Look, let's start with Kanye, because why not?
Good, please.
He always does things which are unexpected, which is what I love about him. And apparently his latest project, after some of his extraordinary fashion, which I think we all know and love.
The slippers.
The slippers, the socks with everything.
Yes.
He is going to serve as creative director of the first Pornhub Awards on Thursday.
Great.
Great. You know, this is...
High-end.
This is his thing. They're taking place at the Belasco Theatre. They're being streamed live if anyone wants to see the rest of insane negotiations coming on, but it's because he's such a fan of the site. You might remember this is what he told Jimmy Kimmel.
Do you feel like your attitude towards women has changed since having daughters?
Nah, I still look at Pornhub and...
What a guy. What are some of the categories at those awards?
He loves black. That's his favourite category. He watches a lot of
black on white.
Black on white, obviously.
So is that a category? Best black on white feature?
Because that's great. His reality, he says.
Great.
And he says, you know, I mean, what's the point of being Kanye West if you can't look at these things? And, you know, he's kind of right there. And look, the other thing
is there a best home?
Well, Kim's
girl
actually
category?
Nominated for Celebrity of the Year category. Oh. So is his sister-in-law, Kylie Jenner. Now, I think it's all
very proud.
If you're looking at your sister-in-law.
I remember he said he'd get in a hot tub with them all in a song. I believe that was a lyric off his new album. He'd like to be in a hot tub with all his sister-in-laws.
The Pornhub Awards, you're really going to have to clean that red carpet.
That's stunning. I mean, it can't be red or black. God, imagine if it was a black carpet.
Oh, my goodness. Next one, please.
So I think
make it white. That's
safe. That'll be fabulous. Moving right along. Lily Allen's got this book coming out, and it's got a lot of celebs a bit scared because she's being very open about herself, and so they're worried she's going to be quite open about them.
Oh, yeah, she's not been afraid to out anything about herself.
So she said she had the fling with Liam Gallagher. She said that, and with his arch enemy Mike Skinner from The Streets. So she's confirmed that, and then she's dropped this bombshell. This is in a leak from the book, which doesn't come out till next month. That she slept with female escorts when she was on tour because she was lost and lonely and looking for something.
Wow.
You know, there is so much in this.
On the plus side, though, I think that's been nominated in the Pornhub Awards.
Yeah, it also gets a run.
There's a Lily Allen special.
But she used to hang with Adele. She used to hang with James Corden in the early days. And apparently they're all sort of quivering a bit to see what she might say.
No. So Lily doesn't seem to care.
She's in Oz. She's landed.
Oh, hello,
she's
Lily.
She's got a tour coming up.
Yes.
So that book sounds like it's going to be a bit of a bestseller.
Yes.
Amazing.
Next up, we had... Television history, last night and tonight in Ramsay Street, Australia's first gay wedding on a soap.
Watched
Darren, David and Aaron get married with none other than Magda Szczepanski as the celebrant. Take a listen.
After so many years of inequality, change has finally come. And partnerships like Aaron and David can be celebrated as legal unions, as they always should have been. And on that note, it is my very great pleasure to pronounce you married. Can I get an amen?
That's lovely.
The only thing missing was Angry Anderson singing,
Suddenly You're Here in Me. I agree. Yeah.
That was nice. A bit of harmonising.
Unintentional too. I'm going to wrap up with some Monica Lewinsky. It's not a name we hear every day, but I think we all remember where we know her from. She's been nominated for an Emmy. I'm heading over to the Emmys on the 17th of September to stand on the... Will be a red carpet there, and it'll be nice and clean.
Well, again,
but Monica Lewinsky is nominated. She's done this show where she gets people to read out trolley tweets, like horrible tweets, actually to people on the street, real people. and films the reaction. Mm. And what's really interesting about it is, so this person comes up and abuses a gay couple, or this person abuses someone who looks like they might be a Muslim and says the kind of things that are said on Twitter.
Oh.
And the reaction from New Yorkers is they all step in and help.
Yeah,
because it's a hidden camera. They don't know they're being filmed. Oh. And they step in and defend the person being trolled, being abused. Show.
So we don't have to give up on humanity just
yet. We don't have to give up because she's the most bullied woman ever.
Still.
And she knows about that. So, yeah, fingers crossed she'll get the award.
Oh, Angela Bishop, it is lovely to have you with us. Thank you for that.
And happy birthday for Thursday.
I know.
You've got a present.
I can't believe it.
You can open the present. Open it.
Okay, go.
I handmade that paper.
I'm actually ripping a photo of myself, which is toast sauce.
What do you got?
Oh, you got me Miss Sugar-Free V.
That's
you
all she
know
lives
me
on.
So well.
You think Sugar-Free V.
She loves it.
So she eats, all she lives
that's,
on.
That's how I get through the day. How tragic. Sponsorship welcome. That's Angela Bishop, A Bishop at. But yeah.
Thanks, Bish.
Love you all.
Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
What is that sound? It is, thank you. It is 16 minutes past 8, and that sound could get you $81,000. Our adjudicator is our executive producer, Kimmy, because she guessed the secret sound. So you are in charge, Kimmy.
Yes, she is. Yeah. She's ready. She's so pumped.
Here comes Alex from Freshwater. Alex, what do you believe?
Hi, guys. So I think that it's when you put your finger on the corner of a post-it note, like a post-it note pad, and you pull up and, like, flick it.
Wow, that is really hard to understand.
Yeah, you know, no, see, I think it's, a, I mean, that's a great answer. It does sound like that. You know, when you just get a post-it note and you just flick up the side of it and all the little pages go on your nail.
Gotcha now. No,
that's
it's wrong.
That's it.
Yeah, it's wrong. Alex, it's but wrong. Play it. It does sound like that.
Okay, no, I'm going to after this.
Listen. It does sound like you're flicking a bunch of pages together.
Yeah, it's a really clever answer.
It's a good answer. You're wrong.
Anne-Marie's from Campbelltown. Now, Anne-Marie, what do you believe the secret sound to be?
So I'm really nervous. I believe it's a whiteboard marker lid closing on the whiteboard marker.
Ooh.
Wow. For $81,000, Anne-Marie from Campbelltown, who's so nervous, is incorrect.
Sorry, Anne-Marie. Those incorrect guesses are up. Todayfm.com.au. We play again when we go commercial free after 9 o'clock. $81,000 is up for grabs. Now, moving on.
Hello.
Next, we want to talk about being competitive with your partner.
Yeah, is there something, of course you love each other, but there's just one thing that brings out the beast in both of you. You're competitive. Maybe it's Mario Kart. Maybe it's eating. Maybe it's the love of your children. For my husband and I, next, I'm going to tell you that it is Pilates.
Wow.
What? I know. We're that couple.
Are you competitive with your partner? And if so, what in?
He's trying to win over the Russian instructor who she's amazing.
Oh.
It is a competition now to win her love. Yeah.
I see.
13-10-60, do you compete with your partner?
So because I'm pregnant, it's the law that I have to do Pilates. It's just what you do.
Very true.
It's the law now. Back in the day, last time I was pregnant, Pilates was not a thing.
No.
It was not something you did. You went and sat on a ring in a pool.
Yeah.
But now I go along to Pilates, and this is this amazing Russian lady called Anastasia.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing solo classes with her, and Scott's been doing solo classes. We go one after the other.
Gotcha.
I do 11:30 till 12:30, and Scott does 12:30 to 1:30. So I've been going along, and I've noticed that my husband's very flexible. He can do the splits three ways.
Oh, my Lord.
That's why we're married. Mm. And so that was his party trick on our first date 18 years ago.
You went, surprise, yay! I'm marrying you.
That's amazing. Do that. No, not on the stage. Don't say that out loud, Em. You're not doing stand-up now. Wow, I nearly said something that would have got us really in a lot of trouble. So I noticed that he's been turning up 10 minutes before his class, like, and he says just to kind of see how I'm going. But he'll come in while Anastasia, who says things like, straighten your leg.
Oh,
it's not straight enough.
Straighten.
Now look at me. Now thrust.
Oh,
she's amazing.
Oh, wow.
I know. And so he turns up and he starts doing these, like, Pilates push-up things that she's told him to do as his homework. And I know he's already done it because I saw him do it the night before. And so I'm like, why are you doing your Pilates push-up homework in front of me now? No. So he's doing it to show off.
Yes, he is.
He's doing it to say, hey, look, I'm doing my homework. I'm such a goody-two-shoes. I'm a good Pilates boy, Mr. Pilates.
What is a Pilates push-up?
Oh, so what you got to do is you put it's on. You're on a wall and you're upright, and you have to your two scapulas. You have to keep them in line, and you push your boobs forward. But your scapulas can't. He's got unstable scapula, so he's got to concentrate on keeping them quite still. Gosh. And it's all about controlling the rib cage and the scapula. So it's not a proper push up. It's a Pilates push up off a wall. Right. But so he's just like there while I'm finishing my class. So Anastasia has to correct him because he's doing it really badly.
He's blowing into your
party. And she's like, "Oh, Emma, you're doing your homework." Of course I'm not. As if I'm doing Pilates homework if I don't have to.
Shut up, Anastasia.
So shut up, Anastasia. And then you know what else she said? She goes, "Oh, am I able to expect you to speak more? Is your husband?" Now she's Italian. How do Russian people speak again? Give me some Russian.
Well, yes.
What's That's it? Better.
Yeah.
Yuri.
I would expect you to talk more. No, I can't do it. I would expect you to talk more, but actually Scott is very chatty and you're so quiet. You're so quiet. And so now I feel like I have to go in as chatty Cathy. I've got to come in with conversation ideas.
Yeah.
So I'm going to win Pilates. Scott, because he's doing his stupid Pilates push-up bloody homework in front of her. She's his favourite. He's her favourite.
Well, see about that. You're the one cooking a baby.
Thank you.
So who is having competition with their partner? Megan from Borkham Hills. What are you competing
Hi.
Over?
Yeah,
hello.
What are you competing with?
So me and my boyfriend, we compete over board games. Like board games where it's like the board games where you kind of have to like double cross each other in the back.
And does it lead to... Yeah.
It's gotten so bad that we actually, his name is Mitchell, and we call him Mitchell when he plays board games.
Wow, it's just like another side to him.
Yeah, like he's the nicest guy, usually, but then
I love it.
Brings out the worst in him.
Megan, I can just hear you say, "And what do you think, Mitchell?"
Yeah.
I can just hear the conversation. Amazing.
Mitchell, you can't make him the banker in Monopoly because you just know where all the money's going to go.
Oh,
yeah,
Mitchell's stealing.
Mitchell, straight out the bum.
Megan, you and Mitchell can go to...
Is that where you put your money?
Yeah.
Monopoly, no, put it down your pants?
I've got a wallet.
Oh, we put it... No, I'm talking about Monopoly money. When I'm the banker and I'm stealing, because I do every time, I put down my pants.
That's clever.
Do you? Hey. No, I hide it under the mat, like under the game board.
Straight down my bum.
Tickets to DeBordley Wines Golden Rose Day at Rose Hill Gardens for you and Mitchell. Here's Claudia. Claudia's from Castle Hill. What are you competing with your husband in?
Who's the best parent? Yeah. So we have
good game.
We have a competition going at the moment about who can make the most school events at my daughter's school.
Who's winning?
Nice.
Me.
Yeah.
We have to actually take a photo of us at the school.
What was the last one you went to, Claudia?
So the last one was the book week, and I made that one.
Claudia's just turning up, and your kid's like, "Mom, why are you here? I'm just lining up at the canteen." You're like, "Good job, darling."
Good on you, Claudia. Hey, Claudia, I'm in a $250 voucher to spend at GM Photography. Get a family photo, but don't invite him. That'll be great.
Thank you.
You can enjoy Today FM breakfast with M, Grant, and Ed anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Time now to welcome one half of the juggernaut, that is the Drive Show of Husey and Kate, every afternoon from 4:30. Husey, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Stapler, I think. The stapler.
Okay.
The secret sound.
Has someone done stapler yet or not?
Yeah. Oh, God, he's won the 81. It's in cash, too. You can put it in your wallet. $81,000 to Dave Hughes. We've had that guess a few times, haven't we,
right.
Ed?
Do you want to have it one more time? Husey, have a proper go.
Yep.
And the clue is...
Oh, no, can I give him before that?
Okay.
I'm going to give it away. First person to call in and answer me, just hear it one more time. It's the sound of Husey's last tooth breaking.
I was going to say cracking is safe in his block mansion.
But also, if we're going to go with tooth, that's two. Mine don't make that much noise. They sort of dissolve.
They crumble. It's the sound of soft sand crumbling off a dune.
They dissolve?
Oh my God.
Is that a good thing, Husey? Dissolving?
It's a good thing. No, because I've had mouth pain for about 3 weeks now.
I don't like this.
No, it's okay, mate. Look, I thought it was my teeth and the dentist, he x-rayed it all. He said, "It's surprisingly, your teeth are in a good state right now." So that was wonderful news. But I still want to. Then I got the whole head thing done because, everyone talks about, headaches, what that can lead to.
Yeah.
This is actually what happened. The doctor said, "I'll only ring you if it's bad news." And then I get a phone call 3 hours later after the scan. He said, "It's the doctor." And I said, "Oh my God." And he said, "It's good news." So.
I love
How long have you had this headache for?
3 weeks, yeah. So,
And we have no idea what the cause of it is.
No, we don't. I put it on the radio yesterday trying to find out, and people rang up and said that I could have fluid on the brain or that, you know.
God.
What about getting some glasses?
That someone else said that. Yeah,
my headache stopped when I got glasses.
Ah.
I have been battling did you feel like it's giving up and it's just you're flying the white flag when you get glasses?
No,
like,
they look really cool. I use it as a fashion statement. They make you look suave and debonair. But it really helped because I was looking at screens so much and my eyes were having to change focus that they were fatiguing. So I get a headache from my eyes, not necessarily not working, but not fatiguing.
Changing, yeah.
So once I got the glasses, changed my life.
All right, well, I will go and get
You look good
tested.
In glasses, doll.
Yeah, I think you would too. I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm happy to look, you know, anything that's going to help.
Hey, what is going on with the hair? You do look like a Russian tennis player.
Yeah, female tennis player. According to Joel Creasy, I look like and people rang me and said that I look like my arms are too thin for a Russian tennis player.
What's the end game with the hair, though? I'm worried you don't have direction.
Know.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew you were directionless.
I don't know what to do. I feel like I can't. I feel like I'm Samson now and I can't cut it. I feel like it's defining me.
Is that what's causing the headaches? Is it the weight? Is it the weight of the hair?
You know what it is?
What?
I just realized what's causing your headaches. How long have you been wearing that stupid headband?
But I'm on and off with the headband, I thought maybe it was the headband.
Headbands cause headaches.
Do they really?
Yeah, because they squeeze your temple down the bottom, behind your ears, and that's where the headaches come from.
Look, I'm not wearing them all the time, though, so is it could a half-time headache?
Have a break. Have 2 weeks off the headband, see what happens.
But the hair is getting in my eyes. It's really annoying now. So.
Man bun.
Yeah, just tie it back now.
I tried the man bun, but it's a lot. A full-time beanie, maybe. I just want to get a full-time
With your teeth and a beanie, you're not going to be allowed in the 7-Elevens. That is wonderful.
Might be able to walk past the soup kitchen.
There's a lot to look forward to, basically. So I'm in a really good mood. So
you're in a great place.
In a really great place. Now, Panadeine Fort is the go, guys.
Plugging Panadeine Fort. You can't plug.
Have you got a deal?
You can't plug.
Did you get a deal with Panadeine?
Two capsules 4 times a day, but then the packet runs out really quick when you do that.
Have you got a deal with Panadeine?
No, I haven't. But you need a thing.
All right, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. Put on your beanie, right? Get your best tracksuit. Flash your pearly greys at the chemist and say, I need a whole box of Panadeine Ford.
Can you call me on my prepaid mobile, please?
Just give me a pallet. Yeah.
And on that note, it is this afternoon, 4:30, Hughesy and Kate. See you, bro.
Bye.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed wasn't anywhere near as stylish as the Mazda 3 Neo Sport. Available now from an amazing 21,490 drive away. See your local Mazda dealer today.